Gabriela
has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening. Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov.
Sorry, I am so late. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Yadula Chamin Ha. Alapet Gimel Yuta Sadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Saharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Asin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'Ebet, Notzer Chesed La'alafin, Nose Awon, Wafesha V'chata Avinake. Now we will connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's a verse from the Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimud hilu hilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhe bavavhe the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Rabbi Abba Amar B'Kama Atar Tane Nan D'Kudsha Barichu Koma D'Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Yehu Kishot B'Ovada Dikshot B'Leitla Mila B'Alma Divaye Barnash Vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga veya kalana vehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzterik bealma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh to connect to this energy. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam Tatav willo yirgav od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5782, has a mixed energy. There are three verses that we study from the Tanakh that represent these three different types of essences. The first verse we will study tonight is Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 21. Am emor levet Yisrael, ko amar Adonai, Elohim hineni mechalel, et mikdashi shvishon ayuzchem, mach damad enechem, umach mal nafshechem, uvnechem, Udotechem Asher azavtem b'charev yipolo. The second verse we study this evening is also from Ezekiel. It's chapter 16, verse 39. Venatati otach biyadam, vehar suga bech, venitsu ramotayich, vehivshitu otach, gadayich, hu kaleich tifartech lehini hu eirom v'eraya. And the third and last verse that we study is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 37, verse 13. Vayehi hu b'sha'ar binyamin v'sham ba'al pekidut ushmo yiriyaya ben shelem lim ya ben hananya v'ayid posh et yirmiyahu hanavio lemor el hakadstim atanafal. No fail. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka akaheta ezayo alada la awaheya yozalame behe ereyo ekome la awakalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo yo yahwa yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nuta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ha be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nuda anu yo hey a me re hey a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la hey sa a la re yo la shi la me yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey shi a me me nu nu wa du nu wa nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sabe te a ame me be shi la yo hey anu a tame ta hey hey yo anu da le hey a hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da en anu yo he wa me re he a yo he sa he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me wa nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo la he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. This tzaddikim who left this day? Which is the fourth day of Cheshvan. Rav Kolonimius Kalman Shapira. He's known as the Piaznetsna Rebbe. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Gurwitz, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Dan Landa, known as the Strikeover Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Yoav Yehoshua Weingart of Kinsk, the Shelkas Yoav, our class tonight, the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we will say in a whisper. Our class tonight is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Lech Lecha. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one, the right-hand column, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section two. And when the section two opens up, scroll to Pasuk four. We will begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'ata l'shem yudhe bovavhe. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konehu. Pasuk 4. Rabbi Yosei Patach Ma Yedidut Mishkinotech Hashem Tzivaot Kama Yitlon Livnei Nasha V'istakala Bevulchamna Tekut Shabarichu Dehakol B'nei Nasha La Yade V'la Mistachle Alma Kaim Alma ve'inun, Alma taimin, dekad baira, kudshabarihu, Alma avad, me'esh u'me'mimayim, mit aravin. Tahada willahawo Shalde uvatar aglidu Wekaimu beruha ila'a Umitaman shatil alba Wekaima al samkin Beinun samkin lakaimin Ela behahu, ruha uvshata, behahu, ruha istalak, koho mirafin, vizain vilama, irtat hahidiktiv, amargiz eretz mimkoma, Vyamudaya. Vyamudeha. Yitpalatsun vikolakaim. Alraita dekadiyasrael. Mishtadli lein. Bioraita mitkaim. Alma inun kaimim visam klin kaimin beatrihu bebekiyuma shalim. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion by saying, "How lovely are your dwelling places, Hashem Tzevaot." How important it is for people to observe the works of the Holy One, blessed be He. All people do not observe and are not aware of what keeps the world in existence, nor are they aware of what keeps them in existence. These two subjects are explained here to us. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, He made the heaven from fire and water. At first, these elements mingled together without freezing. Only later, by means of the Supernal Spirit, did they freeze and solidify. Then the heavens, which are Zeranpin, planted the world, the Nukva, to be established upon supports. The three columns of the Nukva. And the supports stand only by the help of the Spirit, which is the central column between them. When that Spirit is gone, the supports are loosened and they quake, and the world is shaken. This is the meaning of who shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. And everything is established upon Torah. For when Israel are busy with Torah, they elevate Mayim Nukvim, female waters, to Zeranpin and Nukva, and draw the central column, which is Torah. Then the world is established, and the pillars, the three columns of Zeranpin, and the supports, the three columns of the Nukva, are perfectly situated in their places. My commentary. This is a very important teaching. There are three columns in the tree, and there are two trees. There is the Torah, which is the tree of life, and there is the tree of knowledge, good and evil, which is actually two columns and becomes three columns when it is connected to the higher spiritual level called Zeranpin. Now let me put these terms in more common everyday language. There is the spiritual systems associated with the Eastern religions, and uses the terms yin and yang, or right and left. There is no central column per se. When people study the Torah, they cause, through feminine waters, the tree of life to expand and become the central column of the world of Malchut. Thus, all six columns are readily five as well as six. This is the word of Rabbi Ashlag.
Has joined. Above.
Then the world is established, and the pillars, the three columns of Zeranpin, and the supports, the three columns of Malchut, are perfectly situated in their places. Strive, please, to put these six columns into their places. Pasuk 5. Tahate bashata deit arpalgut lelya wikud shabarihu al ginta bieden lishtasha im tzadikaya kalho ilanin. Div ginta de eden, bizamran, umsha My leaf may Hashem wigomer. My commentary, I mean the translation. Come and see, when midnight is aroused and the Holy One, blessed be He, enters the Garden of Eden to enjoy the company of the righteous, all the trees in the Garden of Eden sing and praise Him, as it is written. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy at the presence of Hashem. My commentary. Midnight is an essence of energy. It is not time. It is not halfway between sunset and sunrise. It is an energy that becomes its own cause. Midnight is also an effect in the physical world. The verse quoted is only a partial verse. The English translation is, then shall the trees of the wood sing for joy before Hashem, for He has come to judge the earth. This helps us to understand this pasuk of the Zohar differently. Hashem is judging and utilizing loving kindness to make this judgment happen after midnight for the purpose of keeping the five or the six pillars spoken above together. This is the essence of midnight, judgment and loving kindness. The sixth pasuk.
Tarin shit pelilan
Asara, Asara, Taemin, Taem Bachad, one group up to one side, to the right of Zerantin, the secret of the south. The second one descends to the other side, to the left side of Zerantin, the north. Another enters in between the two and becomes the central column of Zerantin, the secret of the east. In other words, Zerantin is placed between the two columns of Bina, and these three directions, south, north, and east, are the secret of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zerantin. Two are crowned and shine by becoming three. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet by the third, which is the central column that reconciles them. And three enter the one, because the central column, which is the secret of Tiferet, receives and expands by itself to three other columns, Netzach, Vod, and Yesod. One which reconciles, namely Tiferet of Zerantin, produced colors. In other words, from him emanated the Sephirot of the Nukva that are called colors. Six of them, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Vod, and Yesod, descended to one side, namely to the right. And another six, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, descended to the other side, namely to the left. So all six Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod become 12 Sephirot. In other words, the six Sephirot of Zerampin expanded to the Nukva and became 12 Sephirot, with six to her right and six to her left. The 12 Sephirot expand and become 22 Sephirot. The six of Zerantin do not become 12 here, but are rather included within the 10. This is because the 10 exist as one. Are you beginning to learn about how the items develop and there are 12 tribes in Zerantin and 12 tribes of Malchut? And do you also understand why there are 22 letters of Bina? This relates to the development of Zerantin and Malchut of Bina. The eighth pasuk.
Yeah.
translation. Woe to those who slumber as sleep covers their eye sockets, those who do not awake from their sleep to study Torah and draw the central column. The illumination of the left column blocks off the light necessary for their eyesight and makes them drowsy. As a result, they have no eyes, that is, mochin. There is sleep in their eye sockets. They do not know and are unable to observe how and in what condition they shall awaken on the day of judgment, when they shall be visited upon to settle the account, when the body is defiled, and the soul floats on the afternoon air, going up and down, but the gates do not open for it. They are thrown around like the pebbles in the hollow of a sling. Woe to them! Who shall ask about them when they shall not arise to this place of pleasure? In the place where the righteous have pleasure, they shall be missing. They shall be passed on to the angel Duma. Go down to Gehinnom and not rise. They are described by the words, as the cloud is consumed and banisheth. Say, so he who goes down to Sheol shall come up no more. My commentary. Gehinnom and heaven have 7 levels each. On Rosh Hashanah, we do not see what happens at midnight to the soul, but that is when the souls fly, and it is determined which book they go to. So on the appointed day, they go where they are meant to go, within the 7 levels of either heaven or hell. It says that those who go to the levels of Sheol do not rise, yet not everyone is sentenced to Sheol. The 9th pasuk. Behahi sha'ata it arshal hova had mi star tzafon uvatash be'arba sitre. Alman Natate Umate Bain Jatfe Vitar Nigola Beit Arhahu Shahova Beya Vikare Vilate Mandeit Ar Barinun Zakaye Kishot Vikaime Ve'it aru be'oraita ukdein kudsha berichu ekol inun tzadikayayo Siv kol ginta de'eden tzayte lekalechon tada'a hayoshevet veganim haverim Makshivim lekolech tishmiani. At that hour, that is midnight, a flame is awakened from the north, strikes the 4 corners of the world, since the illumination of the left column, which is judgment, expands throughout the world. It descends and touches the cock between its wings, which is the secret of Gavriel. As the flame awakens it, it crows. This is the secret of the crier mentioned before with the words. A crier comes forth and forcefully announces. But the Holy One who awakened to the calling of the cock are the truly righteous who delve to the study of Torah. Drawing the central column, then the Holy One, blessed be He, together with all the righteous in the Garden of Eden, listen attentively to their voice, as it is written, you who dwell in the gardens, the companions hearken to your voice. buzz me to hear it. My commentary. This pasuk is learning why some people sleep through the night and some get up in the middle of the night. And none of this happens because someone needs to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. That's the completion of the section. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? While you're unmuting yourself, I will mention that tomorrow we have three classes. Our morning classes commence at 7 a.m. West Coast time, followed by a class at 1:30 West Coast time. And that class will be dealing with something called the Book of Jubilee. And at 3:00 West Coast time, we will continue our study of the Tikkuni Zohar. This should be the last section, the last study of the prologue for the time being, until we move on to another section of the Tikkuni Zohar. I bid you all Shalom Gadol to everyone. Take care. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? I bid you all Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol, have much peace and serenity in your heart.
Thank you, Shalom.
Thank you, Shalom.
Shalom.
Shavua Tov, thank you.
Shavua Tov.